This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Marianne Zalesnik filling in for Mark Haney. Most of you will recognize that scene from A Charlie Brown Christmas. The holiday classic turns 50 this year, and you'll be able to hear that a little bit tonight. We're going to leave you a little bit right now.
This really brings Christmas close to a person. Fantastic.
A Charlie Brown Christmas, the holiday classic, turns 50 this year. And joining us to talk about that and the rest of this season's holiday programming is television and entertainment reporter John Kieswetter. You can join the conversation at 513-419-7100. Email talk at WVXU.org or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Let us know what your favorite holiday show is. So, John, what's yours?
It'll be tonight. 9 o'clock. I'll watch it for a 50th time, 50th year, Charlie Brown Christmas.
Do you think those old standards are really the ones that people are drawn to more than others?
Well, people of a certain age, baby boomers, yes. Well, but I wouldn't guess much younger that because their parents were watching it, you know, Frosty, the Grinch That Stole Christmas, which turns 50 next year, the narrated by Boris Karloff. You know, it's those few and far between family events where the family gathers around the set to watch whatever favorite it might be in their family. It could be the Santa Claus, could be Shrek the Halls.
Rudolph.
It could be Rudolph.
Rudolph is ours, yeah. There's always a good one. Well, you've done a great job, as always, of putting together a very comprehensive list of all of the specials. I want to remind you all that you can find that list at WVXU.org in the Media Beat blog that John does for us.
It's literally bigger and better than ever because not being constrained by newsprint and what's going to fit on the page. But secondly, because I've added some public radio things in it as well.
So that's right.
It really is. And there's a couple of non-Christmas things in here as well. A couple of little treats. The original Muppet movie from 1979 is going to air. And there's a couple of Frank Sinatra concerts that Turner Classic Movies. But the new one that I haven't seen, it's not new, but it's called Happy Holidays from Bing and Frank. This is an episode of the Frank Sinatra Show from 1957 from ABC that it's Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra singing holiday songs. Wow. And it's going to be Wednesday before Christmas, so that's Wednesday the 23rd. So that's one that I'm going to DVR. Most of these I've seen. But
over and over, probably. Well, what do you think really draws people in? I mean, you've got the old favorites. You've got some new shows. What makes a good Christmas special?
I guess it's – I was going to say it's certainly not the plot twist because you've seen them so many times before. Each family seems to have their own favorite. My wife's family will watch White Christmas. We watched it over Thanksgiving. Somebody brought it because her father's a Korean War vet. But it's, you know, with Crosby and Danny Kaye and Rosemary Clooney. But I just think that there's some show that resonates from your childhood that you want to share with your own child or children. And they become times you can gather around, you know, from a busy, hectic week, month, life, where you can sit down and watch. You mentioned Rudolph. One of my favorites also because there's so many great songs in it. It's not just Rudolph. I mean, it's this claymation, pretty archaic animation style, but it's great fun, and the songs are wonderful too.
It seems that every year they're churning out more and more of these specials, those the holiday specials, the Hallmark Channel and TMC.
Every weekend since the 1st of November, Hallmark has had a new movie. The one to watch in this city is going to be, of course, Mariah Carey's movie, A Christmas Melody, that was shot here in October in about 3 weeks, and it's going to be on the air 2 months later. It's pretty amazing.
Well, does that mean that they're good shows, or are they just capitalizing on whatever they can for the holiday season?
Hallmark really has branded itself with this Christmas programming, so they fill the air with their older, the ones they've done in the past 5 or 10 years, as to kind of give them a branding. They know a certain segment of the audience, my wife, mm-hmm. will watch almost any of them. And so that's what they ramp up. You know, they don't have a much original programming the rest of the year, but they really load up at Christmas because it can draw a crowd from.
what do you think? They repeat a lot, and they're on, but clearly they've been doing this for years, so people really are interested, you would say.
Definitely. And there's different niches. After the CMA Awards in November, then they do a CMA Christmas with the same. The next night, they literally tape a Christmas concert that's going to be on ABC later this month. CBS is bringing back two Lucy episodes called I Love Lucy Christmas. And just after this list came together, breaking news, CBS is going to do an Andy Griffith Show Christmas. It's an episode that's been on forever about some townspeople demand that Otis the town drunk be jailed. So they have a Christmas party in the jail. I mean, I've seen it many times just beyond 19 or 64, but now CBS is capitalizing on that for Christmas on Christmas night on CBS.
Well, there are a lot of sitcoms that over the years did the Christmas episode or the holiday episode. And they bring all of those out again now. Was that sort of a requirement at that time that you had to have your holiday special?
It was done for, in fact, this year. I've got a whole list of sitcoms from the ABC sitcoms, the Fox sitcoms, and their Christmas or Thanksgiving episode. I didn't list any of them. I figure that, you know, if people want to find them, they'll find them. But one thing that TV Land has, it used to be Nick at Night, now it's TV Land, next Sunday night, they call what their Marathon, and they've got a bunch of Raymonds and a couple of Golden Girls, a couple of Roseannes, a couple of King and Queens, and it really goes from 8 p.m. to like 5 a.m. They run Christmas episodes, and that's been going on more than 10 years, and doing it as a PDF on the website let me list all the half-hour episodes to 5 o'clock in the morning that there wasn't room in print for. But, I mean, there's been – Gunsmoke did a Christmas episode.
Gunsmoke?
Back in the 60s, yes.
This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. We're talking about all the holiday specials with our Media Beat blogger, John Kieswetter. You can call us at 513-419-7100. We'd like to hear what your favorite Christmas or holiday special is, or you can email us, talk@wvxu.org. We're also on Facebook and Twitter.
So what's your favorite?
Rudolph. And
why?
You know, because I remember watching it as a kid and I loved it then. And I was very excited to share it with my daughter. And she's in school, so I'll tell this story. But she was about 2 or 3 years old and we're watching on the couch. And my husband stepped out of the room just for a minute to go do something. I mean, it's not like he couldn't pick up on the story when he got back, right? I'm sitting with her and it got to the point where none of the I'm going to burst into tears when I'm doing this. None of the other reindeer will play with Rudolph, right? Because, you know, they don't want to play with Rudolph. And my daughter, sobbing at 2 or 3 years old, says, I'll play with you. I'll play with him. How could they do that? And it was such a beautiful moment of how that really hit her and sort of the whole idea of how they can't do that to him. And I think that there's so much meaning in that one that it really, you know, if you really think about it, all the bullying, all the stuff that goes on that we're still hearing about today is all
the Island of Misfit Toys.
Exactly. Yeah. It's all right there in Rudolph.
Well, what was amazing was, you know, the Coca-Cola decided that they wanted to sponsor a Christmas show in 1965. And so they wanted to do a Peanuts. And when the animators went to Charles Schulz, he suggested a couple things. One, it was going to be that he wanted a quotation of the Bible. He wanted it spiritual. And he wanted the jazz music. And he wanted some sort of anti-commercialism message, which is kind of crazy for a commercial
TV
broadcasting.
Special, yeah.
And when it was screened by the CBS executives, they basically told the producers, well, you know, it was a nice effort, but maybe Peanuts is just made for the newspaper. And, you know, and they walked out of the room and thought, the producers thought they had failed and that there would never be a second Peanuts TV special ever. The Time Magazine reviewed it and loved it. It aired on CBS. It was the number two show of the week behind Bonanza. And they ordered four more other Peanuts specials.
So we never would have seen The Great Pumpkin had it not been for this.
Or right? Thanksgiving, or fill in the blank, yes.
You did a blog post about the things you might not know about that Christmas special. You've shared a few of them there. I'd encourage people to go to our website, wvxu.org, and take a look at that as well.
Lucy Van Pelt used to live in Marymount.
Well, yeah, tell that story.
She was a woman who named Luann Van Pelt, lived here in Cincinnati, moved to Colorado Springs in like 48, 49. And that's where Charles Schulz and his first wife were living at the time. And the marriage for Charles Schulz didn't work out. He divorced. They moved back to he moved back to Minnesota and had started this peanut strip. So he had named the character Lucy because he thought Luann, he didn't like that word. But after he moved back to Minnesota, he gave her the last name Van Pelt as just kind of a wink and a nod to their friends and neighbors back in Colorado Springs. But so that's how Lucy Van Pelt traces back to Greater Cincinnati. Just, I had seen it in an American Masters special on Charles Schulz probably 20 years ago.
Osa is calling in. Hi, Osa. What do you have to say today?
I just think it's just interesting to listen to what he had to say about it. And I think that myself, I did not grow up in this country. I grew up in Sweden. And over there, this is going back to the 60s, they start have on Christmas Eve, they have a one-hour-long Disney tidbits, basically, kind of show. And that's been going on, like I said, from the 60s. So to me, what you're watching has a lot to do with what you grow up with. So, I mean, for me, Charlie Brown, I didn't grow up with it, so therefore I don't feel that it's something that is, I've kind of watched it, but it doesn't mean anything to me that I didn't grow up with it.
Did the Disney tidbit show include the Disney version of A Christmas Carol by Dickens?
I don't believe so. And it's something that I kind of get to watch it after the fact because I don't always connect with the current version. But it's, it has like, it has a lot of them are actually older Disney.
So stepping movies. Back a few years. Oh, well, thanks so much for your call. We really appreciate it. If you have a question or a comment, our number is 513-419-7100. You took a lot of time to put this guide together. It's not just the broadcast channels, but it's all of the many of the cable channels as well. What does it take to get all that together?
Somebody asked me the other day, when did you start on it? I actually started before Halloween, just to, there's certain shows that I have to find and have to figure out what networks are on. Part of it is figuring out what new shows are out there. With the cable universe, and there's probably a mess of Lifetime movies and probably a lot of Turner Classic movies I didn't get on. I mean, there's only so much I could fit in.
You know, the things like The Grinch and Rudolph that we talked about, Charlie Brown, a lot of Frosty, all of these shows that came out many, many decades ago. Are there any new ones that you think that kids, in 25 years are going to love as much as people now still seem to love those old shows?
How old is The Santa Claus with Tim Allen? I think that's one that stands the test of time very well. And just the past 5 years, there was, I guess, five, maybe 10, Shrek the Halls. After Shrek came out, a Shrek Christmas special that was pretty well done. There's a Muppet special about Muppets trying to get a letter to Santa. That's going to be on American Movie Classics, and I don't know how old that might be. And I didn't find the Muppet version of A Christmas Carol, but you can get that on DVD and find it out there.
Do you think that changes it a lot, the fact that, a lot of these shows you can get on DVD now? You don't have to wait till that one night when it happens to be on during the holiday season?
I'm sure that or that you can gorge on watch all three Santa Claus, Santa Claus 2 and Santa Claus 3.
All at the same time.
Home Alone, Home Alone 2, Home Alone 3. You know, what? Doing research on this, and I didn't get into it here, but it's amazing how many different times A Christmas Carol has been. There was even a Flintstones version of it.
Wow. I haven't seen that. I've seen the Disney one or Mr. Magoo, but I've not seen the Flintstones. That'd be something to see.
It's a timeless classic.
There are any tips for if people only have a few choices? I know we've talked about our favorites, but is there anything that's, beyond those favorites that's a do not miss this year?
Well, it'd be interesting. Thursday night is The Wiz Live. It's not really Christmas, but, Peter Pan and the live shows that and Sound of Music that NBC has done, that's one. If you're into Frank Sinatra, the Frank and Bing holiday special, two nights before Wednesday before Christmas, and Saturday, the 18th, I believe it's the 18th, is the Mariah Carey Christmas movie shot here. So,
and you'll be talking about those movies shot here on December 15th on Cincinnati Edition.
We'll be talking about it yet again, but yeah.
Real quickly, Josh in Melbourne, what's your favorite?
My favorite is the Polar Express. Me and my little boys have watched that since they were born.
All right.
Continue to watch the year.
Well, thank you so much for your call. We're out of time. I appreciate it. Polar Express, one vote right there. And somebody else called in likes the Lawrence Welk Christmas special. So we say thank you as well. John, thanks for joining me.
This is great fun.
I've been talking with television and entertainment reporter John Keyswetter. You can find his Media Beat blog and his holiday programming guide, which is a PDF that's printable. You can put it right next to your television. It's on our website at WVXU.org.